This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early spring and the final week of the Lenten Rose Moon. My home is my observatory. Near winter solstice, the sun comes up just on the other side of the Daniels in this house across the street. That's as far south as the sun ever rises. And it shines into the north wall of my home office and lies across the bed in the green bedroom. At spring and autumn equinox, the sun rises directly over Lil's house across the street, through my east windows, all the way through my office to the west wall of the hall, and the living room and the green bedroom. And at summer solstice, the sun rises over Jerry and Lee's house, lights the south wall of my office, and the green bedroom, and the living room. Sometimes I make pencil marks on the walls with dates of the different intrusions of light. On December 20th, for example, I check the mark I made years ago, the winter solstice mark that shows how far the noonday sun reaches through my south windows. All this solar history and its occasional penciling create the scaffolding for my personal astronomy. Here, the Earth does not so much circle the sun as the sun circles through the corners of my house. My home is the center of the cosmos. And it's also a repeating map of my history, memories following along with the shadows through the rooms. The larger world of my neighborhood is clear enough through my windows. The passage of the sun here tells me all I need to know about the universe beyond. Grounded in private lessons, I can walk outside if I want, leaving the solar guides behind, but still knowing who and where I am. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early spring. In the meantime, practice astronomy. Go home.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.